Here's what I need you to do. Whatever platform you're listening to this show on, go leave a rating and review of the show. Right now, leave a 5-star rating and review the show. Tell people what you think about it. Tell people the value you're getting. You take care of that business. I'm going to get into this episode, and I'll meet you in the middle. Let's do it. Spend that first hour of your day just being, not reading, not doing, not working on your game, nothing. Just being with yourself.
Work on your game.
Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game. The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook. 25 reasons to quit worrying, 25 conversation starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint. Buy a game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible, where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence, called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free. And I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Since we don't have comments or live interaction here, I created a survey so I can learn more about my audience, your needs, your wants, your desires, and how I can best serve you moving forward. So please go to DreAllDay.com/survey and take the Work on Your Game podcast survey so I can learn more about those things that I just said and better tailor future content for you. I appreciate it. DreAllDay.com/survey. Take it now. Any basketball player listening to this has dealt with this situation where your hands get sweaty during the game, and then it's hard to control the ball, hard to shoot, hard to catch the ball, may lead to turnovers and missed shots. Well, let me tell you about our newest sponsor. Point 3 Basketball has solved that problem with their patented drive technology. They have dry hand zones on the side of the Point 3 basketball shorts where you can actually dry your hands and wrists right there on the court in the middle of the game. No waiting for a timeout or somebody to give you a towel so you don't lose the ball anymore because your hands got sweaty. Learn more about Point 3 basketball, all of their gear, and try it for yourself by going to point3basketball.com. That's point and the number 3, basketball.com, and using the code WORK20 at checkout. That's W-O-R-K and the number 20 at checkout. Again, that website, point3basketball.com with the number 3, and use the code WORK20 at checkout. There's a process to getting better, and you are in the midst of it because you are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, there is more. Get a huge dose of the personal initiative, the go-getter energy that moves you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today, I'm sharing with you an answer that I actually posted on Quora, which I mentioned several episodes back, which is a question and answer website slash app where people can crowdsource answers. So you can post, any one of you can create an account for free, post the question, and then just see the answers roll in, come from the audience of users who go on there and answer questions. I happen to be one of those people. I mean, most of the Then everything that I created online and offline is simply an answer to questions that I've seen out there. Some of them that have been asked of me explicitly, and some of them that I can see are the question, even though people may not have asked it directly. The question here today is, what are some steps that I can take? The asker asked this. What are some steps that I can take to get myself started on self-care? So I'm going to give you 10 things that I came up with, and I came with these right off the top of my head as I was answering the question here on Quora. Steps to self-care, 10 specific things that you can begin doing right now. Check yourself against these 10. I would expect you to already be doing these, but if you're not already doing it, now, first of all, why would I be expecting you to do these? Because I've addressed all of these in their own individual episodes of the Work On Your Game podcast, which you, whatever app or software you're using to listen to this podcast, you can see all of our episodes. If you can't, go to dreallday.com/podcast where you can see all the episodes. I would expect you to be doing these. And if you're not, check yourself. Check yourself against all 10 to see which ones you're not doing. And then go to dreallday.com/podcast. Find a related episode that will help you out to get yourself started. Let's get right into it. Steps for self-care. Point number one, getting adequate sleep. Now, this one is becoming more popular. Getting more sleep is becoming a more popular thing. We went through a long period of time where you had team no sleep, right? The hashtag team no sleep and people bragging about not sleeping, or some famous high achieving individual talking about how they slept very little, or someone talking about how that person slept very little. So then other people thinking that they don't need to sleep. It's becoming more common, I think, for people to be okay with actually getting adequate sleep on a night by night basis. Staying up longer and sleeping less does not necessarily equal a higher level of productivity. So how do you even know what adequate means? Because anytime I use these adjectives, I want to make sure I'm giving you a definition of what I mean. Adequate sleep. What does that mean? Go to sleep and don't get out of bed until you wake up. Okay, that's adequate sleep. Let me say that again. Adequate sleep means you go to sleep, no alarm clock, and you get out of bed when you wake up. See how long you were sleeping. That's adequate for you. Now, disclaimer to that is that you may be working on a sleep deficit, meaning if you need 8 hours a night, but you got 7 for each of the last 3 nights, that means you are working on a 3 hour sleep deficit. You understand? You missed an hour 3 nights straight. So the night that you don't use an alarm clock, maybe you might sleep, what is that, 11 hours? That doesn't mean you need 11 hours every night. You just had to catch up. So first of all, you got to make sure you're caught up completely. Then see how long you sleep when there's no alarm clock and you don't have any pressing urgent matter that's going to wake you up, and nothing wakes you up, like traffic or noise from the neighbors or noise from your kids or something like that. See how long you sleep. That is what adequate sleep is for you. And you need to structure your life around making sure you're getting that much sleep every single night. Now, why does sleep matter so much? Now, I've done a whole episode on this. You can, again, go look that up and listen to it. Sleep matters because there are certain functions that your brain and body perform only when you're in the deepest stages of sleep. So if you never get into the deep stages of sleep, those things never happen. You basically could die younger if you're not getting a proper amount of sleep. If you are an athlete, if you're in any type of performance business, whether you're a dancer, a speaker, a podcaster, an athlete, anything that you have to use your body in some way to do your job, if you're not getting proper amounts of sleep, doesn't mean you won't be able to do your job, but you're not doing it as well as you could be doing it if you were actually getting full nights of sleep. And maybe right now you're in the matrix of believing that you can get away or get by with less than adequate sleep because you've been doing pretty good at your job. Listen, I was that person for many years. But when I started getting full nights of adequate sleep for me, I started performing even better. And it's also around the same time I started to work on your game podcast. You could put two and two together. So maybe do this over a weekend, the upcoming weekend for you, and see how much sleep you need regularly after catching up on deficits. Adequate sleep, number one thing you can do for self-care, and because everyone can relate to it. Everybody sleeps, right? Anybody here who just doesn't sleep at all? Okay, point number two. Today's topic are things you can begin doing for self-care. Spend the first hour of your day on you and not on anyone else's agendas. The first hour of your day just on you, not on the agenda of another person. So what does that mean when I say the agenda of another person? Email is other people's agenda. Somebody sent you a message telling you what they're thinking, what they're doing. You're on their agenda when you're checking email. Text messages, same thing. Voicemail, same thing. Social media, same thing. Those are other people's agendas. Maybe there's something important in that email. Okay. Maybe somebody texts you who you really need to talk to. Maybe there's something happening on social media that's related to your work that you could actually use. It'd be good for you to know. I'm not saying don't do it at all. But how about you spend the first hour of your day just on you? First hour of your day focused on your goals. You have my book, The Mental Workbook, which if you don't have it, I have no idea why. But go get it at dreallday.com/workbook or on Amazon or on Audible if you prefer audiobook. Get The Mental Workbook and it'll show you what to do with that first hour plus of your day. So do things during that first hour. What else can you do during that first hour besides what's in the mental workbook? You can do numbers 3 through 5 in today's episode. So point number 2 is spend the first hour of your day on you. Now, I do know some people who told me that they have this practice of not even touching their phone for the first hour of their day. They don't even access their phone until after they've been awake for an hour. Now, I'm still working on that one. Okay, but if you are going to use your phone, here are some things you can do with it. Point number 3, today's topic are some beginning steps to self-care. Increased or better or improved self-care is to meditate. Point number 3, meditate. Now, there's an app that I like to use called Calm, C-A-L-M. There's another one called Headspace. Both of them have guides that will tell you exactly what you can do or the quote-unquote how-to when it comes to meditation. I don't really think there's not a perfect how-to to meditation. No such thing as meditating right or meditating wrong. It's just like yoga. The reason why yoga is called a practice, because you're always practicing and getting better with it, is there's no quote-unquote right or wrong way to do it. But meditation is something you can do. You can Google meditation. Let those apps tell you what they think about meditation. Just being with yourself. Be. Capital B, capital E. Spend that first hour of your day just being. Not reading, not doing, not working on your game, nothing. Just being with yourself. You don't have to be doing anything. You don't have to be, quote unquote, being productive 24 hours of your day or all the waking hours of your day. There are many people that I know or I come across or talk to or have coached who they lament that they're not spending enough time being productive. Well, listen, if you keep struggling and striving to spend more time being productive, but it's still not taking you to where you want to go, maybe struggling to be more productive is not exactly what you need to be doing. I mean, is it possible? Are you open to that possibility that just trying to be more productive maybe is not the answer to your problems in life? That's probably the case. But first of all, you got to untether yourself from the belief that you just need to strive to be as productive as possible through 100% of your waking hours. That's probably not the solution. Okay, so try meditation and just be with yourself. Right? Get back in touch with yourself, not your email, not your phone, not your text, not your Twitter feed, and just see what comes to you. If you do this on a consistent enough basis, some things will come to you, some insights will come to you that would never have gotten to you in your struggle and striving to be productive, quote unquote. Pay yourself with time. All right, that's what you need to know about meditation. What meditation is you paying yourself with your most valuable resource, which is not money, but time. Point number 4, these are beginner steps to improved self-care. Point number 4, exercise. I would think many of you who listen to this podcast are regular exercisers. You might not even think of it as exercise. If you're an athlete, you don't even think of it as exercise. It's just a normal thing that you do, right? You go to practice, you work on your game, you have games, you have competitions. Those of you who are not athletes, or maybe you're an ex-athlete, don't forget about the exercise. All right, exercise is important. You need your body just as much as you need your mind. Yeah, you listen to this podcast to feed your mind, but if your body fails, it doesn't matter how much you know or how much you worked on your game or how many of these episodes you've listened to, because if your body fails, that's pretty much it. You ain't going nowhere. Okay, that means you need to join the gym, do some yoga, hop on your bicycle, go running, go swimming. Whatever it is you need to do, all right? Play with your kids, whatever. Get yourself exercise every single day. Choose your mission. Get at least 30 minutes of exercise every single day. Now, being that I'm a former athlete myself, and being that I know there are a lot of athletes who listen to this podcast, I don't think this is news to too many of you or even that necessary for many of you, but I know there are some people out there, even some ex-athletes that I know who just have fallen off the wagon when it comes to exercising. Listen, do not think that just because you have a good job or you're making good money or you're taking care of your family or whatever, that it just means you could just let your body go. Do not let your body go. First of all, for aesthetic reasons, I think you'll feel better when you look at yourself and you're proud of what you see, but also you'll perform better when your body is in great shape. Your mind and your body are connected. All right? If you're neglecting one, then the other one's not going to be as good as it can be. Point number 5, today's topic are steps for improved self-care. Point number 5, stop paying so much attention to what other people are doing. Now, this is directly connected to point number 2, which is spending the first hour of your day on you, paying yourself with time, which is point number 3, meditation. Stop paying so much attention to what other people are doing. You don't really need to know. You don't really need to know so much of what everybody else is doing. How much value is that really giving you to your life? You really think about it. How much time you spend every day looking at, noticing, discussing, thinking about what somebody else is doing, and how much of that has actually translated to real value in your life. If you were to really just think about that ratio, for every unit of time you spend looking at others, how many units of actual production or success or just improved life, improved quality of living is coming out of each one of those investments that you're making into looking at other people's affairs? Probably not much. How much time do you spend in the browse section of Instagram? How much time do you waste going down the seemingly infinite, not seemingly, but actually infinite feed on a homepage of Facebook? Throw away all your gossip magazines or any kind of gossip. Actually, gossip could be in a magazine. It could be a YouTube channel. It could be a blog. It could be listening to some people or reading some people going back and forth on Twitter. All that stuff is gossip. They're just other people's affairs that have nothing to do with you, not taking you anywhere towards where you want to go, but it is sucking up your time, the most valuable resource you have. Maybe consider just not using Facebook at all. I know it could be a very foreign idea to some of you, but think about how much time you would save if you did that. If any of you have iOS, if you're on an iPhone, you have iOS 12, take a look at that. What is it called? The screen time setting in the settings now. They tell you how much time you're spending every day on your phone and which specific apps you are using and how much time. If you were to take that same time, especially those of you who lament not being as productive, quote unquote, as you want to be, if you want to hack to get more productive, how about you stop spending time on what other people are doing and put that same time into what you're doing? Now, first, you had to wean yourself off of your addiction to looking at other people's bullshit in order to do that. So if you want to be more productive, there's a hack for it right there. Point number six. Today's topic is steps for improved self-care. I want you to write a list. This is part of your improved self-care. Write down a list, and here's the list. The topic of the list: all the reasons I'm great. That's the title of the list. All the reasons I'm great. So what you're going to write on that list, number it, start at number one. Write every reason that you can think of why you are great, and continuously add to this list. Every single day, you'll think of stuff. Keep adding to this list. And every single day, this is what you do. Read that list to yourself until you have memorized all the reasons why you're great. And every day that you read it, you're going to think of something else. And as you continue to live on a day-by-day basis, things are going to happen that will add to that list. Somebody may say something to you that adds to this list. You may hear something on this podcast, for example, that will help you add to this list. Write down a list of all the reasons why you are great. Read it to yourself every single day. Why do you do this? What does this have to do with self-care? Because it is conditioning your mind to remember why you are as great as you are. If you condition your mind to believe that you're great, then you will do great things. Great things will happen to and for you. And that's a good enough reason. Point number seven. Today's topic are steps for improved self-care. Eat right. Point number seven is eating right, which means, number one, cutting down or cutting out if you can. Or at least cut down, take baby steps, cut out any junk food. Cut down the junk food. Now, what is junk food? I don't need to define what junk food is. Sometimes people ask me, well, Dre, what foods should I eat and what foods should I not eat? Listen, first of all, I'm not a nutritionist, okay? So any ideas that I give you about your health and your fitness, please see a professional physician or a medical doctor before beginning any exercise or nutrition program. I will not be held responsible. This is the disclaimer. Okay, that I'm giving you here. Just assume what I just said was a disclaimer. You know what junk food is, don't you? You know that eating a meal that you cooked at home is probably going to be better for you than a meal from McDonald's. You know that, don't you? You know that Burger King is probably not going to help you get into the best shape no matter how much you work out. You know that, don't you? You know that potato chips and candy and cakes are not quote unquote good for you. You know that. Like, you don't need anybody to explain that to you. You don't need to read any labels. You don't need to read a book. You don't need to go to a seminar to know what's good food for you and what's bad food for you. And if you're questioning it, then it's probably not good for you. So use your best judgment. Use your intelligence for what is junk and what isn't junk. If you're not sure, it's probably junk. Okay? Replace the sweets with some fruit. Maybe the first 1 or 2 days may be hard, but after that, it'll be easy. Eat more leafy green vegetables. There's no such thing as eating too much of those. These are just general rules of thumb. If you didn't know them, now you know them. Eating right is one of the most important things you can do, along with these other 9 points that I'm giving you for taking care of yourself in a better way than you have been to this point. You could always eat better, right? And point number eight, today's topic, steps for improved self-care. Number 8, create routines and honor them. Routines in your life, routines for how you do your work, routines for when you exercise, routines for your eating, routines for your day-by-day efforts. Go to sleep and wake up at the same time every day. It will help your circadian rhythms. It will help you go to sleep easier. And it'll help you wake up easier if you're doing it consistently. Now, if you have this all over the place schedule, it's going to be really hard for you to fall asleep. It's going to be really hard for you to wake up. Your sleep patterns will be all messed up. And you will feel the effects of that when you're awake. And some of you have lived that life. Maybe you're living it right now. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Do things in the same order every single day. This is another part of routines. You go to the gym, do things the same way every time. When you're eating, when do you eat? What do you eat? Where do you sit where you eat? What do you do while you're eating? Do things the same way over and over. The more you do this, it cuts down. This is what routines do for us, if you didn't know. They cut down on the need to make decisions, and it saves your brain power from when you need to make real decisions. See, if I got to think every day, what am I going to eat? Am I going to go to the gym? Am I going to do this exercise? Am I going to do that? Am I going to go run? Am I going to ride my bike? Am I going to lift weights? Am I going to get on a treadmill? If I have to think about this every single day, if I got to make decisions on what I'm going to wear, which direction I'm going to go to get to work, if I got to think about this every single time, every single day, that takes brain power. It takes energy to make a decision, right? Because to make a decision, you got to think. And every moment that I'm spending making these decisions every single day that are not routinized, I'm taking some energy from my brain. And then when it comes time for me to make real decisions, things that I really do need to think about, I don't have as much power as I would have had otherwise had I had a routine that replaces my need for thinking because the routine thinks for me. So this is the reason why you need to have routines in your life, is it'll save you brain power to do the things that are really important for you, not like figuring out, should I eat an apple or should I eat an orange? Point number 9, today's topic is some steps for improved self-care. Number 9, stop arguing with people. Stop getting in back and forth debates. Stop getting in social media comment wars. Stop getting in text message debates. Just stop arguing with other people. If someone does not see things the way that you see them, that's okay. And nothing you say is most of the time, 97% of the time, if someone sees things differently from you, nothing you say is going to change their mind. Now, maybe something that they experience or they see will change their mind, but nothing you say is going to change their mind. So stop arguing with people. Is there anyone here listening to this episode right now who's ever changed another person's mind via an argument? I don't think it's ever happened. If it did, then it should probably be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I don't think it has ever occurred. Now, it's easy for us to say now, right, when we're in a rational state, but this is something that you can, if you think about it often enough, you can condition yourself to kind of let these things go. And this is about taking care of yourself, not about them. It's about you, because it's a waste of your time and your energy to argue with another person, because you're not going to achieve anything, but it's costing you time. Point number 10, today's topic are some steps that you can take for improved self-care. Invest in positive energy. Investing in positive energy. Remember that there are 5 forms of investment, right? Time, money, attention, energy, focus. That's episode 609 of the Work On Your Game podcast, if you didn't already know. Put those things, time, money, attention, energy, focus, into things that make you feel good. Who are the people that make you feel good? What are the experiences that are adding to your life? What are the books that you read? What are the places that you go? What are the ideas that you can have? Invest in the thing, in those elements that are positive for you, to make you feel better, look better, do better, think better, just live better in general. Investing in positive energy, what are you going to get back when you make a positive energy investment? You're going to get positive back, and everybody wants positive in their life, right? You don't want negative in your life, then don't invest in negative energy, like people who are losers, arguments that are going nowhere, experiences that make you feel worse, or experiences that lead you to feeling worse, because nothing can actually make you feel anything. You make yourself feel. Books, places, social medias, what are the things that are making you feel good and what are the things that are not making you feel good? If you got to question it, then it's not a positive energy. Let's recap today's topic, which are some steps that you can take for improved self-care. Number 1, get adequate sleep. What is adequate sleep until you wake up? That's how much sleep you need. Point number two, spend the first hour of your day on you, not on anyone else's agendas. Number 3, meditate. Use the apps Calm or Headspace. Just be with yourself. You're paying yourself with time. Number 4, exercise. Gym, yoga, biking, running, swimming. Do something. Get at least 30 minutes of physical exertion a day. Number 5, stop paying so much attention to what other people are doing. You are giving your time to those people. They're not giving you anything back. That's a bad investment. Number 6, Write a list. All the reasons why I'm great. Write every reason you can think of and constantly add to this list. Read it to yourself every day till you memorize everything on it. Number 7, cut down or cut out on the junk food. Start eating better. You use your best judgment for what is junk and what isn't. If you're not sure, then it's probably junk. Number 8, create routines and honor those routines. Go to sleep and wake up at the same time every day. Do things at your work, at the gym, at your job, the same order every single time. Routines cut down on the need for decisions and save brain power from when you really need to think about things. Number 9, stop arguing with people. Nobody has ever in the history of mankind changed their mind via being argued with by another person. It's a waste of time and it's a waste of energy for all parties involved. Number 10, invest in positive energy. There are 5 forms of investment: time, money, attention, energy, and focus. Put those things into things that make you feel good or lead you to feeling good, like people, experiences, books, places, and ideas. That is how you can begin to take better care of yourself. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. How would you like to be directly coached by me? I've opened up the enrollment for my game group, where you will not only have monthly coaching calls live with me on video, you'll also get full access to my 12-module bulletproof mindset course, which has 90 plus lessons in it, my daily game emails to your inbox every morning, and much, much more. If you're interested in joining the game group and being coached directly by me, Dre All Day, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. That's DreAllDay.com/GG. For the game group. You want that bulletproof mindset course, my daily game emails every day, and get coached directly, go to DreAllDay.com/GG for the game group. Enrollment is limited. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.